Good morning, Daniel.
Nice to talk to you. We're going to be talking about a beautiful dog by the name of Lola. Tell us about Lola.
Miss Lola. So Miss Lola is about 5 years old. She's a German Shorthead Pointer mix. Okay. Now, she has come into the shelter because her family circumstances changed and they could no longer look after her. Now, she was a very well-loved member of the family, and it's left her a bit sort of bewildered about what on earth's going on, that she's here with us.
Yep.
She is, as one volunteer has very correctly just described her, a gentle giant. She is beautiful. She's quite a large girl. She's sort of speckledy coloured, black and white and grey.
Yep.
She's very quiet. She's very clean. The thing with Lola is, you know, you haven't got that puppy phase or adolescent phase to go through. Yep. She is ready to fit into her new family. She's ready to go. She's D6. She's up to date on all her treatments. She enjoys the company of other dogs, and she absolutely loves her people. She's happiest when she's just nuzzling into her people. She's the sort of girl who requires, I would say, moderate exercise.
Okay.
She's not a real busy bee. She enjoys her daily walks, and she walks really nicely on her harness. We've had all the volunteers out with her. She just plods along. And then she settles absolutely beautifully in her pen. She's not noisy or destructive or messy or anything, fully toilet trained. She's just one of those dogs. She's just waiting for her family to show up for her. You know, it's a shame because she's, as somebody pointed out this morning, she's looking a bit sad now because she's been with us for about 3 weeks,
okay.
Obviously wondering what's going on, and her family's not coming back, and we just want to find her a loving home as soon as possible.
Now, the previous family obviously, you know, looked after her in one way or another,
yes.
But, you know, these things happen. So what kind of family was she involved in? Was Lola involved in? Was it a young family? I mean, reference, of course. Like
it was a young family. They were just sort of starting out having children of their own, but they were also working long hours. So
sure.
She is actually a girl who's been used to being left, and she coped with that. We would ask for someone to give her some time to settle in to start with.
Yep.
When you take a dog on, you want to build up time alone slowly for them, but she certainly can adjust to that sort of lifestyle. I would say because of her calm and placid nature, perhaps not very young kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like she likes dogs, but she doesn't like the young rambunctious ones that are just in your face and being a bit crazy.
Sure.
So if there's, you know, if you've got kids in the home who are used to having dogs around and are respectful of a dog's boundaries, not a problem. We would say bring them in and you come and meet Lola and see what you think. It's always a good idea to do a meet and greet with the whole family, you know, just to see how everybody gets on and that there's a connection there. But she's such a sweet girl. She's got such a big heart. I really can't fault her at all.
Well, if anyone wants to find out any further details, Kate, how can they go about doing that?
So you can jump on our website, rspcaqld.org.au, and you click on the Bundaberg Shelter, and all the animals that we have for adoption are up on there. Each one has a profile page with a link to an application form if you're interested in that particular animal. Alternatively, the shelter is open from Wednesdays through to Sundays, Sundays from 10 a.m. You can pop in and have a look at her.
All right. Well, yeah, all the details, as you say, on the website. Kate, really do appreciate your time as always.
Thank you very much, Daniel.
Thank you. That is Kate Smith joining us from RSPCA Bundaberg on 1332 4BU. Stick around. Going to find out where Brendan is out and about in the Mystery Machine next.